5th floor at Dominion Tower, downtown Norfolk. Recorded live at Stuff and Things Studios. It's the Expensive Cheese Cheap Cracker Podcast with your hosts, Wicked Child and Das Truthman. On the show this week, we talk about YouTube and the return of Horsu Desu in the background. And now, they don't know what it means to get a show up on time. Wicked and Das.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, nigga, welcome back. How y'all living? Yes. How y'all doing?
Back to a weekly show.
Back to a weekly show, fucking...
For now.
For now. Until I make an out-of-town trip and I'm like, oh, nigga, I can't do it. But we're gonna try to do NekoCon, though. Yeah. I'm gonna fucking try to do NekoCon. Worst than worst, we'll just fucking record in my hotel room.
You already got your hotel room booked?
Yeah, we got our hotel room booked already. So we can record. I didn't even think about that. We can record it in my hotel room, or I can ask the staff and be like, can I just set up in here as a podcast? Since I'm head photographer and I'm the head staff for,
how would I get in though?
You will be staffing with me. I'll just grab a staff badge for you.
Okay.
Not like anybody on staff listen to the damn show and would tell me, don't do it. I'm going to try to do it. I'm not saying, yo, nigga, I got you. I got connects.
Worst case scenario, I mean.
We got the hotel room.
Yeah, hotel room.
So instead and of
after
like,
after
oh.
After the hotel room, it's the hotel lobby.
And after the hotel lobby, it's the after party.
Yes. Fiesta. Fiesta.
But, I blanked the fuck out. Today we are broadcasting from, one of my soirees, if you will.
Yes.
It is a birthday party for, Mr. Trimble and Miss Shannon the Cannon. They both, birthdays in Halloween. Ooh. And, we decided as good friends that it would be nice, you know, have a co-party with costumes.
Yes.
I got my makeup on. My boy had his makeup on. It'll make it up to the website and the book face.
Had to take a shit off because I got the itchy and face paint. They don't go along together.
They don't go along. We're not even going to tell you what his face paint was or what I'm dressed as until you see it. But when you see it, shit breaks. So besides that, past this week, we're going to start off with Mr. Wicked Child. What'd you do this week?
Man, this week's been a boring-ass week.
Oh, shit, I'm about to carry it. How was it a boring? Just work?
No. It's not boring as in nothing happened. It's boring as in it's been boring as shit.
Boring is good. Still got a job.
Yes,
fuck it.
Still employed.
Still employed. 2K15.
I'm trying to think of how to word this for people that don't work with me. But I've said before, I work in a powder coat shop in the shipyard.
Yep.
And the way stuff gets painted is it gets loaded onto a line, it goes through a conveyor system, goes through a sprayer, carries along the conveyor line, and comes back to be unloaded.
Right.
Well.
Simple shit.
Yes. I thought I just heard something.
he thought it queued up the music, too. It was outside. It wasn't
okay,
here.
All right. Somebody playing Rock Band out there? anywho. Carriers... They're, like, sometimes they're supposed to go sideways, or there'll be two locks holding them back. Sometimes they'll come out of one lock and out of the other, and they'll go cockeyed. That's not normally a problem, except when it's inside of a 400-degree oven.
Oh, shit.
And we've been having a lot of that. So, the only way, like, there's nothing we can really do except post someone back there to watch the locks to make sure both sides come out.
Oh,
and
shit.
And if one side comes out and one side doesn't, they have to stop the line and pull it out. Guess who had been the person been doing that?
Oh, shit. How burnt are you, dog?
I ain't burnt. I mean, you know, it ain't fun to stick your arm in there, but it ain't the... I ain't burning. Not
good.
This time. I burned myself before, but...
And you learned. You learned. Very fast.
No polyester, because that shit will fuse your skin.
True shit.
Yes. All cottons. I don't care how hot it is. All cotton. All cotton everything.
Safety's paramount, people.
Yes.
Safety's paramount.
But, I've been posted back there just basically watching a lock for 8 hours a day.
Oh, God.
That is... It's brutal.
Dude, how do you stay mentally aware through that shit?
I can't sit down, because if I sit down, if you happen to not be standing, if it does go awry, because the lock is a good, I mean, not the lock, but the emergency stop button is a good solid 7 feet away from me.
Oh, shit, so getting up.
I have to make a beeline dart for that shit.
So it's easy just to stand by and do your job.
I basically use my watch and time it, because I can tell you exactly how many minutes and seconds it is before... Fucking carrier comes out after it comes into lock.
Fuck that, son.
6 minutes and 15 seconds. Exactly.
Dude, clockwork.
Yes. Also, we've also had stuff not coming out and getting too many in the oven, which means we got to shut the whole bitch down and climb in there and push it out.
Oh, God.
Yeah, man.
How long does it take to cool off for personnel to go in?
It's supposed to reach 90 degrees, allegedly. sometimes they'll try to send us in at 110, or not 110, but about 105. Being it's cold right now, it can reach it in a solid, you know, hour and some change.
Okay.
When it's hot outside, it may never reach it.
Mm.
And the maintenance used to try to go in there, but maintenance eventually went, fuck this shit. We ain't going in unless it's 90 degrees.
Good point.
Yes.
Have rules set in place for a reason.
Yes. But I spent most of my week watched some Child's Play yesterday. You never seen Child's Play?
Oh, my fucking God. You serious?
Yes.
Miss Child, you let me down.
Yes. Watch all them horror movies. I ain't never seen the classics.
I ain't never seen the fucking classics.
The last couple months, I've taken her through fucking, you know, Friday the 13th series.
Good.
We made it up to six. We haven't watched seven or eight. I went ahead and we watched Jason Goes to Hell, because that's what gives you the little lead in to Freddy.
Yeah, Reagan. It does.
I still haven't watched Jason X. I can't bring myself to do
don't
it.
Do it. It's not worth it. We don't look at that one. We ignore
I know,
that
I mean,
one.
I know it was just created as a filler movie while they were trying to get Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah, passed. So, whatever. Yeah. Jason X is...
We watched all the Nightmare on Elm Street movies with the exception of Freddy versus Jason, which is what I was trying to get Jason Goes to Hell to lead into. Because that bullshit ass, you know,
yeah,
the hand comes up, which nowadays would have been a post-credit scene.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. That would have been a post-credit scene. Yeah. Like, that shit. Man, how did they get people to stay after credits for Marvel movies? Like, nobody, there was no reason except for the internet that said, stay till after the credits. Nobody said.
The internet was a thing by the time Iron Man came out, though.
True, but like.
Was there any post-credits for any of the Hulk movies?
I believe so. For one of the Hulk movies, I believe. I think the last one with the good actor, Norton.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the one that had a post-credit.
Well, that one was, even though they call Iron Man, technically. I think it was the Incredible Hulk was the one with Norton. That was the first one that was actually Marvel Studios.
Oh, okay. Got you. Because they were smart. Marvel was smart. It was like, let's get our properties back before they fuck them up further like Fantastic Four.
Yes. I can't bring myself to see them movies, man.
I've seen all the reviews for the newest Fantastic Four movie, and it is nothing that makes me want to actually go see it.
Yes. Just like I've seen none of the Amazing Spider-Man.
The first one wasn't bad. The whole approach of reimagining, like, did it justice. Like, they actually made him a New Yorker in the sense of, like, just personality.
The big complaint he doesn't really live in the heart of the city. He lives in fucking Forest Hills.
Yeah. He's not, like, New Yorker in the sense of, like, oh, he's from the streets and shit like that. It's like, no, he talks like a New Yorker. He carries himself like a New Yorker.
The big complaint I've heard is that's not Peter Parker. He broke a promise. That's not the Peter Parker I know.
Oh, my God. Fuck off, comic fans. But, dude, because I'm a comic fan, too. We've been over this before. Like, a movie is a separate entity, not part of the comics.
When I look at that guy, I don't see Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the thing with, because, you know, Marvel, I think, acquired half rights to Spider-Man now.
Yeah.
They're sharing rights with
Fox.
Sony.
Yeah, Sony, my bad, not Fox.
You know there's actually a writer in the contract that Peter Parker must be white?
Wow.
Which I think what they're trying to do is like have a distinction between Peter Parker. I find it hard to believe they won't bring Miles into the
film. No, I mean, my thing with the blackening of established or changing genders of established white male heroes, I'm like, dude, it makes a weaker hero when you change their skin, when you change fucking the color of their skin, or you make a black person assume that mantle, or you make them a woman. Like, it weakens them as a character because it's like, oh, that's just Lady Thor. Like, oh, that's just black Spider-Man. Oh, that's just black Captain America. They need to make roles, like, they need to push the heroes, either black heroes or woman heroes, already established or establish new ones. It can be done. It takes a lot of writing.
Yeah. Well,
but it can be done.
Well, like, the only real exceptions for me is there are people that are not of the established character's gender, or I won't say gender, more so race, that really do embody a character, but don't do it just to fucking...
Yeah, just to pander. Yeah. Like, my whole thing with the new Thor that rubbed me the wrong way, they were like, oh, it's a woman character. I'm not going to do spoilers because I like to read comics and shit. But no, basically, it was a woman who knew Thor, and she assumed the mantle of Thor, and people were like, oh, what's her thing besides, you know, she's a woman? I'm like, that's all I know. And I went, I researched more, and like they actually fleshed out a story for her after her assuming the mantle of Thor, and I'm like, dude, you should have led with that. Don't lead with, oh, look, we made a Lady Thor. It's like, no, she has a reason why she's Thor. Run with that shit. Like, establish her credibility.
My thing is, like, I was just like, why the hell do they have to make it Lady Thor? I mean, why couldn't they just have her assume the mantle of god or goddess of lightning.
Yeah, they just was like, you know, oh, she's Thor. They never said goddess of lightning. They always like, oh, she's Thor.
She, you know, she can assume the powers of, was it Mjolnir? Or
yeah, Mjolnir. Mjolnir.
Bette Mjolnir.
Mjolnir.
Yeah.
Bette Mjolnir.
She, you know, she can.
It's a beautiful hammer. Tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful singing voice. It's a rich hammer. She can be worthy of the hammer.
Yeah.
That's fine. But don't do this bullshit where you say, oh, this is Thor. Thor is a titan. No, fucking Thor is a person.
Yeah.
Thor is the god of Earth. You know, Thor was, at least in the 616, the god of lightning.
We say 616, we're seeing original Marvel Universe. Yes. We say 616, Earth 616.
The thing is, if you don't know what 616 is, you probably don't care.
Yeah,
and if probably. You know what 616 is, you know what 616 is.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll just, you know, that's how I look. Anywho, where are we going with this?
I don't know. We're just talking about shit. You just started talking about Spider-Man. I made you go on a rant about different genders and different races of established white fucking male characters.
Here, like, also, like with the black Captain America, I was kind of Falcon.
It's Falcon.
Really?
It's just Falcon. It's Falcon as Captain America.
And, but here's the thing people, like, you know, the little white nerds of the internet don't seem to get. Steve Rogers ain't always been Captain America. They fucking changed Captain America several times.
Dude, the crazy Captain America was my favorite one. The one that did U.S. Agent?
Yes.
That's my favorite one. Arrow's like, why do you like him? I'm like, because he didn't give a shit. He was the epitome of 90s Captain America.
Yes. But, you know, like, they'll probably bring fucking Steve. They'll find a way to bring Steve Rogers.
Yeah, they always do.
They always do.
I mean.
But my thing was, there's another guy that could have been Black Captain America. I haven't read the comic. I want to. What the fuck is it? I don't know what the name of the comic series. It's a mini series where basically Steve Rogers wasn't the first person to receive the super soldier serum.
Yeah, he wasn't.
They were experimenting on some of the Tuskegee Airmen, like the Negro soldiers.
Yes, not like the Negro. They were the Negro soldiers. And I actually have a relative who was part of Tuskegee Airmen. I found that out a few years back. Yeah, I got fucking historic heritage. Heavy
they're,
shit.
They're building a museum to the Tuskegee.
Mm-hmm. And one of my uncles, grand uncles, will be represented in that theater. I have to not there in that museum. I have to go to my grandma. Hopefully, you can talk to grandma when she got the wits together. And
is she trying to feed you chicken?
No, no. Grandma had been diagnosed with some things, and he's got to go on a good day. Okay. But no, I want to go there because like. It would be cool and, like, rad to know because, like, it was one of those passing things. Like, as a kid, I was like, oh, it's fucking, you know, your uncle so-and-so-forth was Tuskegee Airmen. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? And they're like, me tell me when I made my fucking
I learned about that in Black History Week.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, why the fuck? Exactly, Black History Week in school. No, but, like, it was really weird. I'm like, you said that in passing. Like, I was like, oh, by the way, you should have known this. And I'm like. The whole time I'm working on this family tree at elementary school, middle school, this one person I could have like had like so much information on.
Too many book reports I could have wrote on this motherfucker.
Right, just one dude. I was like, oh, but he died. I'm like, he died when I was like a teenager, and I'm like, bruh.
Elementary school book reports, man. This
right?
Shit. Easy. Show and fucking tell day.
Right, bring him in. Look, who is that?
This that's my history, nigga. That's
uncle.
History.
Right, this is my uncle. Who is he? He was a Tuskegee Airman. And they're like, whoa. And my teachers would be like. You're kidding me.
Nowadays, you bring a Tuskegee Airman into damn high school, people be like, what are those?
Basically, at this point, shit. But, it's okay. So we're going to wrap that up to say that, what did I do this week? Since we're just show, I fucked up because I started ranting. I'm sorry. I love y'all, though, because y'all
hey, it's better than our boring, I don't know what you did. Yeah.
Right. This week.
Let's talk about rollerblading again.
I will, because I actually rollerbladed today. But this week, was pretty much starting a painting for a portrait painting of Miss Truth and my
Is it a tasteful nude?
It is not. It is one of my photos I've taken. Actually, I have a good fucking reference, and it's going to be – I'm breaking my foot off in this because I want it to be awesome. It is an 18 by 22, so it is huge. The biggest thing I've ever worked on besides my dick.
That's a self-portrait I don't want to see.
Well, now, with some great backlighting, watermark that shit. What up?
Watermark for days.
Watermark's not big enough, dog. What up? No, so, besides that, I'm starting my book.
I like the way you captured the veins in this.
Dude.
Did you glisten this before you painted it? Because the highlights are amazing.
Dude, I'm saying I may take artistic license. You never know. And you will never know. I was like, this is my dick.
Who's going to argue with you?
Exactly.
They guess they pull it out and show us for real?
I will.
I thought it was a potato. Damn, got eyes on the side and everything.
Oh, and by the way, we got good old, what do we nickname him?
Horsu Desu.
And Fire Dash in the corner. Not Fire Dash. What do we call you? Give me your nickname. What did I give your nickname as? It's Fire Dash.
Sprinkles?
She ain't Sprinkles. She's mad because now the world would know her as Fire Dash. But you love
You ain't though. Got enough badges to train me. Shit.
Exactly.
Hey, did you listen to the Game Grumps where they had the misfortune of
found the fucking sex acts. I saw that this week. Oh, God.
They learned what the Alabama Hot Pocket was.
They shouldn't have learned what the Alabama Hot Pocket was.
And did you look up the other one?
Uh-uh. What was the other one?
Oh, so like the Seattle Hello or some shit I got.
Oh, man, I have to look it up. We'll talk about it later. I'm
just going to tell you because it's a letdown.
Uh-oh.
All it is getting a kiss while you're dropping a deuce. I mean, compared to the Alabama Hot Pocket.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's no comparison.
No.
But yeah, I'm also.
Or munging.
Oh, fucking munging. I mean, we're so sorry. Not really sorry, but we're sorry. if you were scarred for life from that episode. But yeah, I started my book carving project. Book carving sucks. It's just gluing paper together into one solid slab and then cutting it up in different artistic ways. That sucks. Metal smithing, I'm doing a
That's ring. Where you do the sculpture of the dick right there.
Yeah, I could. Hey. We have a free project.
Let's see. What do you go with? Alice in Wonderland? Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
But no, also, big part of this week, I'm now part of ODU's Student Art League. I'm the self-appointed secretary and social media head, which I've been slacking on because I should have had the Facebook page up by now. But we all know I don't do anything in a timely fucking manner because I'm on CPT like a motherfucking nigga. And CPT is color people time, for those that don't know. It's always late. It's never on time. It's on our time.
You can tell that's an old term because he's the word colored.
Exactly.
You ain't on a NTS, Negro Time Standard?
Dude, I like that one better.
Or to be NST. NST.
No, so also, yeah, so I took the minutes for the first meeting. It was the meeting that consisted of me and two other people and our faculty head. Faculty head. And then we had another faculty member that sat in. And those two people, I'm not going to mention their names because they're probably going to be on the show in the next few shows. They're both great artists, but come to find out from the meeting that they don't want us to just spray paint everything on campus for ODU Art League. ODU Art League is trying to raise visibility of the ODU Arts and the Studio Arts program. And also, I sound like a salesman, anybody that's part of ODU currently, not alumni, not I'm thinking about going to ODU, but a current ODU student, not doesn't even have to be in Studio Arts, can join the ODU Art League. And we will have our meetings next Thursday between 6 and 7 p.m. at the Barry Arts Building. And this is a plug. Yes, I know. And, yeah, I hope to see you there. But past that, I accidentally steamrolled the meeting. because there's a graphic design student and there's a fine art student, and they're both very quiet, and the other graphic design student wasn't that smart or keen about his information. And... yeah, it seems like I'm going to be doing a lot of shit that we had ideas for, i.e. shoot a video for advertisement for the Studio Arts program, do a pamphlet about the Studio Arts program. I'm like, this is shit I can do in a week on my own. And they're like, oh, well, what about the other guy? He's like, oh, yeah, I can do that. And I'm like, well, nigga, what can you do? He was like, oh, well, I've done tons of video work. I did a stop motion thing. So he said stop motion. I'm like, you're not going to be able to shoot the video that they're going to be looking for. I.e. panning shots, slow zoom, fucking hallway shots, interviews, all the hokey commercial photography shit that I know how to do because it's fucking easy. And, yeah, passed that rollerblade today. Got 3 clips, 1 at Northside Skate Park, 2 at a rail in the Ocean View area locally. And, yeah, that was my week. And go to the first song.
Yes.
What song are we throwing to?
That's your song.
My song. It is not. And here's Wonderwall. Horse to Desu. it's gonna be Lil Dicky. Save that money, cause that's what I'm about around here.
Actually, I should say the reason we picked our songs we picked today, because they're based on YouTube things.
Yes.
Because we're going to be talking about YouTube things.
And it's going to be awesome because we watch too much YouTube. But yes. You need to know, like, Spence Cheese Cheese Cracker, got to save that money.
LD, a.k.a. the independent variable. Trip good, I'm observing not the whole world.
Just to flex on them, we ain't really got a liar. Yeah, I'm a type of motherfucker that'll check the check, do the math, I ain't never getting robbed. Those margaritas not going on my card. I ain't about to split a damn thing for convenience sake. I'm at the restaurant working that way. Holla, you ain't heard a Lil Day, young L, the Jew, biz major. Fuck you know about the world he raised in. I've been saving money since a motherfucker 13. I wear the same pair of jeans every day. Sandwiches, homie, two stamps away. Book flight December, but I leave in May. Drugs are generic, but still work the same. I get logins for Netflix for my cousin Greg. Thanks, Greg.
That's what I got, nigga. All of my bitches be scared of me, I put that rod in them. All of them bitches acting thoughtless, I disregard them. All of them bitches acting holy, ain't got no God in them. I can teach a little nigga something like a preacher. I can take his ass to church, fresh as hell, no Easter. I can make his ass burp like a baby without no hiccup. I can
Quan, what does this have to do with saving money, though? You know what, a full verse would have been too expensive anyways.
Trap. I ain't parking at it less than me the grain, homie. Haircut several months in between, homie. Hit the motherfucking lights when I leave, homie. Single ply TPS lead. Airbnb the motherfucking lease. I'm never there. I'm out of Cali. Why the fuck my company in Delaware? And happy hour taking out a chicken. I don't even care. And that applies to both dating and wings. Heat matinees, phone bill. Got the motherfucking fam on it. 401k rolling over bands on it. Copper sweaters in the summer when the sale on it. The fuck you rappers bragging about? You overpaying for it.
Low threat count, hard with the covers. Free trial memberships, dawg. I never joined the shiz, dawg. Fuck you think this is, dawg? Free been flying like a motherfucking fish, though. General style, half a dozen on a stick, just so I can wet the appetite a bit. What you talking about? My AC never doing nothing, blow fans, though. Walgreens car shopping, all the off brands, though. Boy, go hard when collecting, got Venmo. Save a motherfucker roach, try smoke. Check the clothes in my drawers, I ain't playing around. It's LD, Lil Boy, Mr. Hand Me Down. My dirty drawers getting worn, can you blame me now? You think I got 450 up in corners on me? Well, I fucking don't.
Tell me something different. I'ma get on Yelp in a minute and tastes like only a kite know how. Unless you take the extra coffee off, I might get loud. Unless you, oh, it was just an accident. You didn't even mean to, you didn't even, that was, that's so, I'm so embarrassed.
Sorry, I love that song.
All right, Michael McDonald. is that?
We can't hear Horsu Desu, but he is serenading them bitches. Real talk. But
anywho, today's conversation is going to be about some YouTubes. And I have a funny feeling the conversation is mainly going to steer toward, you know, Let's Players. But who the hell know?
We never know.
We don't. We didn't see a conversation coming about fucking gentrification and fucking comics movies.
This is what happens, man.
But
this
shit, welcome to the shit show, y'all. Yes.
Segways.
So, I get to thinking every now and again because I start watching some of the shit I used to watch on YouTube. You know,
weird part of YouTube.
No, old YouTube versus new YouTube.
Okay.
To me, the division comes when partnership started up.
What, true.
You know, because, you know, back then you could only have a 10-minute video. Could have nothing above that. The copyright shit with music was real weird. A lot of videos got pulled back in the day.
Yeah.
This is before record companies started embracing YouTube. And
yeah, when they just were like, fuck you, man. Don't use our shit.
Now they're like, well, you're the only way they're watching our shit.
Exactly.
But,
yeah.
But overall, like, I know for in our household, in the Wicked Child household, YouTube.
The Honey Badger Den, if you will.
Yeah, the Honey Badger Den. YouTube makes up probably about a third of our viewing, at least.
I want to say here at freaking Stuff of Things, we consume about 80% YouTube per viewing.
Are you sure that the Netflix ain't a little higher than that?
No. On daily, we only watch probably one or two things from Netflix, which would be Walking Dead and whatever stand-up comedy I watch.
Yeah.
And in the most part, it's all YouTube. And some pirate streaming, but, you know, that don't count as Netflix.
Arr!
Scurvy.
Our household is probably about a third YouTube, probably almost two-thirds Netflix. No, I'll say a third YouTube, a third Netflix, about a third my own content. Some of it's
You got less, some good shit. You got some good shit.
Some of it's less legally downloaded, but a lot of it I have DVDs I can back it up with.
Yeah.
Using that Kodi streaming system, that formerly XBMC, on that Raspberry Pi.
What up, though? He high tech.
Yes. Anywho, getting back to YouTube. What kind of content?
Pick up.
Yes. Sexy. What kind of content you be watching on them?
On the daily, it's a lot of Let's Plays. Like it's like if you don't know what Let's Play is, Let's Plays are guys like Game Grumps, Markiplier, fucking people who play video games and do commentary over
it. You got to leave out the number one seller on YouTube?
No, because I don't watch them. I'm tell the truth. Keep it how it is. I keep it 100, as the kids say. But no, like, Let's Plays, I found, filled up much of my time because it's like listening to a podcast, but with visuals every once in a while to show what they're reacting to. Yes. And the fucked up thing is I used to hate Let's Players. Back when I was legally married, my spouse wanted to watch Let's Players, but she was like, oh, I want to watch them play the game. And I'm like, that's fucking stupid. And she would seriously watch the ones to play the games all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
I found Game Grumps because I watched Eagle Raptor's videos, and he was like, oh, I'm doing Game Grumps. Sorry, what the fuck is Game Grumps? I started watching. They kept harping over and over again. It's like, we're not a fucking Let's Play channel. Because the Let's Play channel tells you, okay, we're going to find everything in this game. Or, okay, we're going to beat the game all the way through. That's what most Let's Players traditionally do. Other Let's Players, like, I'm fucking talk a hole in your head about some random inane shit in my life. Or talk about some shit that's going on currently that's topical. Or I'm going to just talk a funny story about myself. But her Let's Plays were, okay, guys, we're going to go and we're going to jump over here. And, you know, if you know about this spot over here, we're going to do this. All right, yeah, you know, oh, man, my health is low, so we're going to do this item. And it gets very boring and very dry because I'm not watching because I want to see you complete the game. I'm watching. Like, that's a little bonus.
You want entertainment.
I want fucking entertainment. And Markiplier supplies that shit by the buckets. Game Grumps supplies that shit by the truckload. And we're not sponsored by any of these fucking YouTube dudes. Nah. We're not sponsored by YouTube.
But if you're listening and you want to sponsor.
You want to sponsor.
We will plug your ass. We will
plug that shit so hard.
Like this just American Horror Story.
But the
topical.
So topical. But your Let's Players, I found out, what game was it?
Until Dawn.
Until Dawn. That's when I found out you watch the traditional Let's Players.
Yes. A lot of times when I'm watching a Let's Play, it's because I'm interested in the story, but not necessarily enough to go through the gameplay. I actually right now I'm trying to get Myth Wicked Child or Myth Kaden caught up on Metal Gear because I want
to. Good luck. You wanted me to do it too.
Yeah, but here's the thing: I'm playing the ones I have. I have two, three Peace Walker, mm-hmm. Ground Zeroes. Mm-hmm. We're watching Let's Plays and we're just watching the movies. We're not watching whole gameplay because that should have taken goddamn 14 hours.
Oh yeah.
Hell, well, some of them, just the damn movies is, like, you know, 4 hours, yeah, 7 hours. Yeah, just the cutscenes. So we finished Metal Gear Solid. We're about to start Metal Gear Solid 4 because we've actually played. What's your day, sweet? Do you want me to get you a beer?
He got me. Yeah. He got me. Don't worry.
Yes. Hey, Dos Equis.
We don't have Dos Equis, but Dos will be nice. Sorry. Hojodesu is going to be our slightly over Richard Cunningham, or Peter, hopefully not Peter Chris face mask.
Oh.
But anyway, as you were saying, Metal Gear.
You're a bitch.
Oh, that's no, he's not no bitch. He's Hojodesu.
Well, he can fucking get his ass over the stable, give me a damn beer. Anyway.
True, anyway.
Hey, if you get into beer, anywho.
So uncalled for.
That's right. So, we're watching Let's Plays of the Metal Gear so she can get caught up on the story. Cause
yeah.
I mean, like, with Metal Gear Solid, I already know the story. Have you ever watched any footage of, like, I know you started playing Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, which was awesome.
Have you seen footage of the fucking Twin Snakes version?
Uh-uh.
Do you know what the Twin Snakes version is?
No, I do not.
They re-released Metal Gear Solid for the GameCube.
Oh.
With upgraded graphics, like PS2 level graphics.
Yeah, they didn't change anything to the story, did they? Or gameplay?
I don't know about the gameplay, because, like I said, I'm watching it without gameplay. I'm just watching the cutscenes. Those fucking cutscenes, though.
Uh-oh.
I only seen a couple elements where they changed the story.
Uh-oh.
It's like some things that look like they took out or made it simpler. But, goddamn, that game should have been called fucking Metal Gear Solid Snake Flips Lock. Because, like, he's doing double backflips and shit where it ain't called for.
What the fuck? Why?
I don't know. But the only reason I'm watching that particular one is because they do more of the codec calls, so you get more of the story out of it. But yeah. Even with the better graphics, that shit's hard to watch.
Yeah, it's kind of dry where you don't have the motivating factor of gameplay. Like, some games, you cannot... Some Let's Plays, you cannot watch, like, Metal Gear unless there's, like, heavy conversation going over, because it's a very quiet game. And that's why it's smart that you watch the cutscenes only. Like, for as far as games like Until Dawn, it's a cinematic game. Like, it's a game that's basically made to be watched by someone else. Yeah. Like, same thing can be said, I think, for Uncharted.
Yeah.
It's a very cinematic game. You know, you don't have to have the control in your hand to feel the action, so to speak. Yeah. But with other, like, YouTube shit, like, Let's Plays aside, like, I watch JonTron's show, Cat Icarus, Peanut Butter Gamer, like, stuff like that. People who, and, oh, God, and Pro Jared. And completionists, like people who review games or like, and that kind of thing, I used to like more than Let's Plays because I'm like, it's a nice little chunk, or zero punctuation is really fucking good for that too. It's a really good chunk of the game, like reviewed solidly, goes over the nice little bullet points and it tells you whether or not you like to play the game. Certain reviewers, like completionists, will give you a spoiler and say, hey, don't watch this section, skip ahead, you know, to this timestamp, and it will give you. You know,
well, that's the nice thing about, review. Like, if you're at least doing it on the computer with new YouTube, is, like, you can actually put annotations of, you know, click this annotation, and you'll skip to this timestamp.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, YouTube?
No.
It's the one in spoilers. You hope you can click around and find it, or you hope they're putting the right timestamp mark. But, yeah, like, stuff like that, like, I definitely enjoy, because it's nice little piecemeal, like, all right, you know, I want to watch a review of a game that I'm never going to play, but... It's done by this reviewer, so it's fucking entertaining.
Yes.
Especially from, Pro Jared and fucking JonTron. Like, their review obscure, weird shit. Well, JonTron does more obscure, weird shit. Pro Jared is known for, like, I guess kind of obscure stuff, but it's mostly his favorite things. Like, he reviews his shit.
Yeah.
Cat Icarus, he's all over the fucking place. Like, but I love his style review, his style of effects use and whatnot. It's not effects because I can do an explosion. It's using the explosion or like a ploy, like kind of funny thing.
Yeah, creatively.
Like, yeah, it's creatively. Executed creatively. Other YouTube stuff, like,
so oh, like, we use this.
Exactly. Like, we could, we have an air horn. We could do it like, oh, we hype air horn. Like, no. We use it.
We use it ironically more than we use it properly. Yeah.
But,
because, you know, that's really how you have to do a podcast like this.
Message!
Exactly. So, another YouTuber. What's the other YouTuber? Like, I used to love old. Speaking of old YouTube, that's how I found Eagle Raptor, because he did Poke Awesome, and I had no clue who the fuck he was. I wasn't a big Newgrounds person.
I was. I don't know how I never came across this stuff.
Yeah, I can't remember. I think I saw Poke Awesome on Newgrounds. Like, I was in the Navy. I always wanted to do shit to pass the time. So I went to Newgrounds, and I saw that, and it was like, oh, then I found out I was on YouTube, and I could show it to people via phone on YouTube from the app a lot easier than going on Newgrounds. Newgrounds, if you're listening, you should have had a fucking app.
Well, that was really before the days of apps.
No. This was 2000, I want to say, YouTube started shifting. I noticed around 2009, 2010.
Yeah.
Like, that's when I started, like, when smart devices were actually
into existence 2008.
Yeah. But,
But remember, Newgrounds, that was really...
That's been our fucking...
That was 2002. Yeah. That was, like, long... long before a phone was capable of displaying
YouTube's
video.
Yeah, but YouTube's been around since, like, early 2000s. But they have... My thing is, the app is what made me want to use it, you know, versus open Newgrounds in browser and maximize in browser, whatever browser
I was Flash, using. And Flash was always wonky.
Yeah. I mean, so... But... Yeah, that's how I come across that. But my reason for getting on YouTube, I don't even remember how the fuck. I think it was just weird, funny shit. Like, your version, you were YouTube heavy when we weren't talking.
Yeah.
So you have a backlog of just weird, funny stuff of YouTube. Like, what are some of your favorite things, so I don't run this shit over? some of your favorite videos and why? To show, like, party favors. Like, we got YouTube up. You connect to Chromecast. What you gonna play? Excuse me. Whew, hiccups.
Mm. That's why we need that mute button.
I know, right?
But actually, I mean, right now, like, I don't do a whole lot of that. I just pull some of it up at parties. Like,
yeah.
I'll do the fucking My Little Pony doing Shame on a Nigga by Goddamn Wu-Tang Clan.
Mm-hmm.
That's a solid YouTuber.
G.I. Joe stuff.
Yeah, but that goes way beyond YouTube. That's old albino black sheep stuff.
True
shit, E-Bomb's World.
E-Bomb's World. Ooh, that is taking it back right there. But, no, like... Like, I don't even remember how I got to YouTube. I think it was for, like, finding weird, funny shit that was on E-Bomb's World that you can't access, really, or stuff like that. Like, it's kind of archived. It was kind of starting to get archived on YouTube, but YouTube started having suggestions. And one of my first ones, first loves of YouTube, was motherfucking Freddie W., a.k.a. Rocket Jump. Like, their effects videos are what, like, the first-person shooter, they were the first ones, I believe, that did that shit, like, very cool, like, very well executed, mm-hmm. like, very well made. For just two dudes and their fucking equipment. And then there was, of course, Epic Mealtime, because that was just mega ridiculous.
Did you ever watch his Let's Play stuff?
Was it any good? Harley's Let's Plays?
I think he still does. He still does them.
I'm about to check it out, because he might be
Original Gamer.
I'm about to fucking check that shit
out. I've never actually watched any of his Let's Plays.
I need you.
He was doing Let's Plays before he started Epic Mealtime.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that. Yeah. I knew he was a teacher before Epic Mealtime, but I didn't know he was doing Let's Plays as well.
I think that was what he was originally on YouTube before.
Huh. And then he did. Oh, smart.
It's fucking smart.
Fucking smart would be a great throw.
Yes. they've released what was supposed to, since they've been on 5 years.
Yeah.
They said it was going to quit doing it after 5 years.
Oh, shit.
And so they released their last.
Oh, in quotes. Uh-oh.
Yeah. They did a fucking, what was it? They did bacon cheeseburgers and side of a pig smoked and
holy shit,
like
sounds like delicious.
Like they went to the butcher and got like a fucking whole pig, wrapped that shit in fucking garbage bags.
Holy shit,
that shit is
epic.
Yes, as it's only something they could do.
Yeah,
with all that sauce.
Yeah, like but thanks to Freddie W, got me jumping to Corridor Digital, like for VFX kind of like shorts and whatnot.
Yeah.
I used to watch Smosh.
I never got into them.
Smosh. I used to be in Smosh and Equals 3. Then Equals 3 ended, and I was like, all right, now I have this like daily like gap.
Well, I thought they
Ray William Johnson. He passed the torch, and now it's something else. Equals 3 is something completely different. Okay. Since you watched it, like I watched one of them. I'll show you one later. It's very weird, and it's very much done like a sketch show now instead of like.
I mean, it was always supposed to be to me. It was basically the internet's version of The Soup.
Yeah. Who is it?
Should have passed the shit off of fucking Joe McHale.
Could. Miss Truth watched Destry, and while I was watching Destry, I was like, oh, this is Equals 3. And she was like, what is Equals 3? And I told her and I showed her, and we compared. It's like, yeah, it's the same thing, like it's a clip show type deal, like around the internet in a few minutes. But now I watch and to fill that gap is, oh God, I don't want to turn around, look on my computer for it because I can't remember it. I can remember it. Oh God, I can't remember it. It's a dude. Of course it's a dude. It's a white dude. God.
This is America, after all.
Yeah, what is the name of that show? It's Phil DeFranco Show. Okay. Thank you. It came to me. Sorry.
You've just been filled in.
Yeah. Like, he is my around the web in a few minutes type dude.
Is
like,
he still doing it?
Yeah, he's still doing it. Like, he does Monday through Thursday. And he's pretty solid. And I like his work just because he's a funny dude, and he is like, not, I'm trying to be, like, that's why I didn't like Destry, because it's like, I'm trying to be awkward funny. No, Phil DeFranco is just, I'm going to read this stuff to you, and it speaks for itself, and I'm going to react to it. Yeah. You know, it's not that it's not scripted that I enjoy it. It's scripted well. Like, it seems like there's gaps where he can just rant in his script. If it's scripted, I don't know. Who else do I watch on daily? Oh, and then there's stuff like fucking, I love animation content, and I love me some Fallout. So ShoddyCast's Fallout lore is one of the best YouTubes. I think you've seen me watch it once or twice. Possibly. It's basically done up in the game's engine, basically animated like it's in the game. And the main character is the storyteller. He's a guy in fucking power armor, if you know Fallout. It's basically electrical mechanical armor. And he's just recanting the stories. Like, he's talking about the old Fallout games the newer ones. He's always just, like, talking about, like, weird story bits in the game that you might have explored, not have explored. And it's really cool because it's animated in the game, like a cutscene kind of deal, but also with what he's going through as just a wandering storyteller. And the draw lately has been, he's talked a lot about the first Fallout games, which are old as shit. Like, they are old PC games. Like, turn-based is fucking crazy. I never touched it. But the lore is starting to play more into the newer games I play, i.e. Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas. But it seems like they're doing a lot of stuff, like bringing it up, because, of course, Fallout 4 is coming out you know, a few weeks. Really hyped on that shit.
Is he sanctioned at all by...
I believe so, because he's gotten voice actors from the game on the fucking show. He's gotten one of the main guys, Three Dog, which is a radio show host with Fallout 3. He's gotten the original voice of one of the mutants from Fallout 1. And he's got a few other voices, like voice actors, to come on their show, like to come on their fucking show and do it. And then there's, on the same note, there was a guy, The N Apple, on YouTube, British guy, doing the same thing, just talking about the lore and whatnot, but he's just talking over footage. Whereas the storyteller, like, they're animating the footage with the game, like the cutscenes and the storylines and shit.
Was it one of those things where he was, like, always sanctioned, or was it one of, he started doing it and the creators?
I don't think that he's not sanctioned or sanctioned. I think he's kind of that gray area. It's not even it's a group.
Well,
ShoddyCast is a group.
There's a lot of people on YouTube that, like, start out, like, you know, on the outside and somehow find their way in. Like, I don't know if you ever watched, like, Blame Society films from back in the day. They did Chad Vader. They did Thor's Kitchen. They did Retarded Policeman. The guys that did Chad Vader, there's a skinny dude that actually gets in the suit, and the bigger dude does the voice. He actually does such a respectable job. He has actually got work for Lucasfilms for the games, voicing Darth Vader.
Well, now that James Earl Jones out, he's probably gotten that role now.
I don't know who they're, because I mean, to go off on a tangent with the new Star Wars. I know they're supposed to be involving Darth Vader. I mean, you know.
He might have recorded it before he passed.
James Earl Jones didn't pass, did he?
Yeah, he did. He recently passed, dude.
Oh.
Dude, stick fucking, this is what happens when you don't get on social media. You are very much disconnected in your own bubble.
I knew fucking, Wes Craven died. Did it count for anything?
Did it count for something?
Yeah, I even did a fucking tribute on the show. And then we didn't talk about it at all on the show.
I know. It's all good. We got tribute. It's all good.
That's right. We didn't do shit for Dusty Rhodes, though.
Because I've been too heavy. I've been crying. It's like my childhood, man. As a kid, say all the feels.
all the feels. But,
Anywho.
I like to see when, like, a YouTube's, like, I think, is the name of that show? Just some random guy.
Nice, good name for a YouTuber.
He does like videos where like stop motion with the action figures and puts voices behind and stuff. I think you've done see me play that one with Rorschach and Deadpool.
Yes.
That became my ringtone.
Yes.
He actually gotten fucking work from San Diego Comic-Con and C2E2.
Damn.
He actually does promo videos for him.
Oh, no. One big crossover that I've seen lately, Ego Raptor from Game Grumps, he's actually a guest voice on Rick and Morty. And I have to see that episode. I'm like, yeah, that's a huge crossover. And it's because they talked about it. Like, they didn't talk about it at first. They were like, can we talk about, like, Dan, the co-host of Game Grumps, be like, can we talk about it? And Aaron, a.k.a. Ego Raptor, be like, no, we can't fucking talk about it. But they will always bring up how they knew the voice actor for Rick, the main character, like the Dr. Mad Scientist dude. Mm-hmm. And he supposedly done a Game Grumps episode with them, but the footage didn't record well, so they have to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a guest voice on the show, and I have to see that shit. And other weird shit, Blurring Lines of YouTube. You've heard of Red versus Blue, correct?
Yeah, the thing.
Halo. Yeah. They've been going for a while. Their last season, I just finished last season, very good shit. I noticed that's not really YouTube, but they had Ego Raptor, Dan Avedon, Barry Kramer, Ross O'Donovan, and Kevin, can't remember his last name, other guy, Susie, can't remember her last name, well, Susie Hansen, who was Aaron Hansen, wife. They were all voices of random characters on fucking Red versus Blue, one of the last episodes. I was just like, holy shit. Because Dan just, like, the character shouts, I'm shot. And Cormac comes over and is like,
jeez.
And he's like, it got me right in the lap. I'm like, did he say lap? And, like, then it keeps going. And then it's Game Grumps when you hear Ross's name. And then you have to, like, then you listen, you're like, holy shit. And you rewind it, and you figure out whose voice is whose. And it's just, like, a nice. Like, they weren't like, oh, we're the Game Grumps on fucking Red versus Blue. It's like, no, they played characters on Red versus Blue, like, just random characters. And it was nice. Like, that shows, like, they are bleeding into other shit. And I don't know, like, I really like Game Grumps because they are an umbrella kind of show. Like, okay, you have Game Grumps, which includes Steam Train, which has Ross O'Donovan, and Dan as well,
the master of Super Mario Maker.
Yeah, the master, the fucking overlord of Super Mario Maker. Jesus Christ, he's an asshole. And I don't mean this like I know the dude. Like, just for those levels, I see my friend Ryan, guest of the show, play those levels in person. Holy shit! If I was friends with him, I'd be like, we might have to scrap. We might have to throw down.
Are you all caught up on the Super Mario Maker?
I have to watch one from today, which is
okay. Saturday. But you saw the last boss on Boss Rush?
Yes, that was on Boss Rush. I watched before they played it. Mm-hmm. Well, before their video went from them playing it, I watched Ryan play it, and I was like, this is ungodly. That's just not fucking.
That's like a fucking baby Bowser with a turtle on
and
his head,
and Chomp and some everything, and two cannons. I'm like, dude. Why, Lord? And that's the cool thing about Let's Players, because you are hearing the rage, like, come out, and you just feel for him. You're just like, dude, that sucks so bad. Like,
what? One more time.
Yeah, you're just cheering for him. You're rooting for him.
I think at the end of that one, I actually threw the controller.
Yeah, I think Aaron, Ego Raptor, threw the fucking controller. And, yeah, also, weird shit, the girl, Commander Holly, not girl, I shouldn't say girl.
Young
the
lady.
Woman, Commander Holly, she's Ross's wife, Ross O'Donovan's wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the documentary last year of Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. And I didn't put two and two together because I never really watched her YouTube. But come to find out, Ross is married to the lady who's featured in the Comic-Con movie that does the Commander Shepard suit and got a lot of work from it. And mm-hmm. And she's also been on Heroes of Cosplay. And I'm just like, holy shit, like,
small world,
like, not even small world. It's just like, she has reach, she has draw, like, she's somebody. You know what I mean?
Did she do the costumes for? You saw the
for Mass Effect,
the Metal Gear promo.
The Metal Gear promo. I think that's Susie that did that. Aaron's wife.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, like they like Commander Holly's big name cosplayer. Ross and Aaron are both big Newgrounds guys and like do animation and voice work. Dan is Ninja Sex Party with Ninja Brian, his friend, and it's like you watch you like for me it's like okay I can watch Game Grumps and it's like oh by the way we have a Ninja Sex Party music video, watch Ninja Sex Party music video, or watch Game Grumps and like oh by the way we did a new anime show, I'm a voice on this, and it's like oh I'll go find that and watch that. It's
watch
like,
us dude, do awkward promos for Crunchyroll.
Yeah, the awkward promos for Crunchyroll were like the best thing, and the fact that Crunchyroll kept paying them. It's like, we love these because it's
you
it's
saw
smart
the, you advertising. Saw the one with Susie, right?
Yes. He's just like, him when he does this, when Aaron does a song, that's the last
one
I saw.
You see Dan in the background.
Yeah, and, yeah, walks into the shot, runs away. And I'm like, dude, it's not even like people, like some people are like, oh, I could do it. It's like, no, they did it. Like, it's not even the fact that you could do it. It's like, you know you could do it. Fucking do it because they're just. I think that's one of the things I really, one of the reasons I really like Game Grumps because they're not pro gamers. You know, Aaron competes and fuck, I think he's doing a Nintendo Champions and shit, but they don't build themselves as like, oh, we're professional gamers. This is a Let's Play, like, by the books.
Well, it's kind of similar to what we're doing right now. We're not doing a professional podcast, despite what some people might say. We're, you know, but it's just us.
We're too pro. We're so pro, it hurts.
Yes.
And pro!
You can tell by the quality of our audio.
Yes.
We're pro as hell. But
we'll get it together.
But you know,
we haven't even done this shit a year yet.
No, it's just basically us hanging out in a room talking. That is kind of what Game Grumps is. It's just two dudes hanging out, playing some video.
Yeah, it gives you something
running
to
their
watch.
Mouth. Yeah, yeah, running their mouth. And it's kind of like hanging out in their
that's
in their mom's
the
basement.
Cool yeah. Oh, why you got to say mom's basement? That's just some, that's a low blow, sir.
You know, just, you know, just playing some Dreamcast Sonic.
Dude,
some Sonic 06.
Oh god, that was one of the ones that like solidified the fact I would keep watching this show.
Have they ever played the original Metal Gear?
Yes, for Nintendo. They had they did it on Grumpcade with Pro Jared, actually. Yeah.
That
suck
fucking
it.
Game. That, that fucking game.
That Nintendo game. He was a master of it. He knew like all the tips and tricks of it. It was really cool to watch.
Well, see, the Nintendo version is kind of a watered down version though. The MSX version is the real like, man, fuck this game. Why the fuck are these dogs trying to eat me?
No, that's in the Nintendo game, too.
Yeah, but they made a lot of changes.
I don't know, but...
For a Western audience.
Yeah, like, with YouTube, it's... Oh, yeah, and I watch, like, political shit, like Amazing Atheists and shit. Like, I guess that counts as political.
Yeah.
It's a big, fat, a.k.a. fedora-wearing neckbeard, blah, fucking type dude. But he's an awesome fucking guy. Like, I watch random rollerblading shit. Like, it's...
Tend to lean more toward the podcast or toward his just singular videos?
His singular videos. Because I would love to watch the drunk... Well, just watch it when he streams the Drunken Peasants.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so lazy, and it is an hour commitment. And that's the reason why I like Game Grumps and stuff like that. Because it's like, this is 15 minutes max. This is 30 minutes max type shit.
We say as we go into the 53-minute mark.
Oh, shit, we need to wrap this bitch up. Like, it's very, like, nice, like, piecemeal. Like, you're like, oh, I know. It's not that much of a commitment, and it's a daily thing. Like, with, and this is where I'm going to get on my little soapbox with TV's dead, cable's dead, blah, 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 blah. There's no commercials. Like, I can watch my shit. I can keep moving. Yeah, even without ad block, there's a commercial, like when you watch Nostalgia Critic on YouTube, the commercial's at the 15-minute mark.
Mm-hmm.
Always at fucking halfway through his videos when they're on YouTube, or even on his fucking site without ad blocker. YouTube videos, the commercial's before the video. There's no commercial interrupting the rhythm and the engagement of whatever fuck you're watching. Like, that's why I like it. Like, they figured that shit out. Like, Hulu just now got smart with Netflix, like, smart as Netflix, and you can pay to not have commercials on Hulu, which is dumb because I'm like, dude.
Yeah, but you're paying more for commercials on fucking Hulu than you do.
No, you're paying more without commercials. Like,
no,
that's new shit.
Netflix for one screen is like what, $7.99?
I think so.
Hulu is what for? It's what, $9.99 a month?
Yeah, and then you pay $2 more.
Yeah,
I think
so.
Yeah,
like,
for no commercials. I'm like, dude.
you're paying more for with commercials than you pay with Netflix without commercials.
True. But the thing with Hulu's draw is they have TV shows and they put them up often, yeah, you know, on time type shit. And I'm like, now they have the commercial thing, but it's just you don't. They're like, oh, well, people will want to pay more. And I'm like, how many people are actually watching Hulu? Because I had it and I barely used it unless, like, there was an anime.
Oh, did you finally get rid of it?
Yeah, I finally got rid of it. Mistruth made me get rid of it.
Oh.
They're like, you don't even use it. I'm like, but what if? As soon as I go to remove it, they're like, oh, by the way, we're doing commercialist fucking shit. I'm like, it's only $2 or $3 more. I'm already paying, like, $9, $10 a month. What's $2 or $3 more type shit? But then it's like.
But I don't watch it.
I don't watch it. And that means I'll take time out of my schedule of fucking doing school and working on freelance shit to dedicate to Hulu when I already got my times, my schedule worked out for YouTube. And then when I'm done with everything, maybe some Netflix, maybe a TV show,
maybe some
a
Netflix
TV
and
show.
Chill.
Yeah, maybe some Netflix and chill, you know, whatever. And we're getting on that note, some Netflix and chill.
Don't nobody talk about no Hulu and chill.
Nobody says Hulu and chill. What the fuck is that?
I'm going to talk a little more.
A little more?
Getting back to the, you know, old media. Did you see the shit Jimmy Kimmel was talking on YouTube?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That was hilarious. And then he had Markiplier on.
It's funny because, you know, I'm sure he makes money off of his clips on YouTube. Any late night show would be a fucking fool to not have a goddamn YouTube.
And the funny thing is with me is nobody realizes he has writers. His writers wrote that bit. He probably didn't give a shit about YouTube because he probably doesn't even watch it. But the fact that his writers are like, oh, let's talk shit about YouTubers. Yeah. I'm like, you guys are butthurt. Come on, man. Like, it's not even like, why would you do this? How could you? It's more of like, dude, really, you went after YouTube. Like, anybody on YouTube is really going to, like, give a shit. Like, any big-name YouTubers are going to care. Markiplier didn't make a video saying that, dude, Jimmy Kimmel, what the fuck, man? He didn't make a video like that. He just reached out to fucking Markiplier. It's like, hey, man, we want you on the show because we heard you're big.
Yeah. Markiplier and PewDiePie, I'm sure, are crying all the way to the bank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, who else was it? Somebody brought up some shit about YouTubers that was pretty weak. Last week tonight, John Oliver's show. Mm-hmm. He puts up one episode, one part of an episode on YouTube every Monday. You know they're fucking seeing money from that shit because, like, oh, I don't have cable, so I might as well fucking watch this one meaty part, good part of last week tonight. And he's made fun, like, little snide comments at YouTube, but not, like, putting YouTubers down.
Yeah.
Or just, like, oh, he's basically saying that, dude, YouTube's a thing. I'm going to poke fun at it, but I know it's a thing because this is where this is going up.
Yeah.
And who else was it? Is somebody had brought it up. Like, they were, like, trying to, like, just say that, is it Jimmy Kimmel? Not Jimmy Kimmel. Is Jimmy Kimmel the guy's name?
Jimmy Kimmel was the one that was on Man Show.
Yeah, it's Jimmy Kimmel. Okay. Jimmy Kimmel, like, his show, like, they're like, oh, Jimmy Kimmel hates YouTubers and shit. Like, I was like, he probably didn't write that shit. Yeah. He probably didn't care. I was like, oh, say this one joke, is it funny? I guess it's funny. You know, it's a mom basement type shit.
There are some old media people that are scared that, you know, all the ad revenue that used to be going to them is going to these, you know, quote-unquote talentless kids that just happen to have a camera in front of them.
Yeah. Markiplier had what's the guy name on? Oh god, you're gonna kill me. Dude from Pick a Destiny.
Jack Black.
Oh, thank you.
I watched that.
That was an awkward product plug for the Goosebumps.
Yes,
movie.
Oh god, it was.
It was beyond because the whole thing was it was like he's in character, like Jack Black's in character, his son just being his son, and Markiplier just being Markiplier. Mm-hmm. Markiplier is starstruck by Jack Black.
That was awkward.
Just like, dude, was like, I just watched a fan have one of his dreams come true. That's all I just watched. Like, there was no entertainment besides this.
I'm not sure that was really Jack Black in character, though.
No, because you've seen him interviewed on shows before. Like, Jack Black during interviews and his normal interactions for, like, Hollywood, hey, the camera's on. Like, he's like, hey, Jack Black, and shit like that.
He's lost a lot of his funny, though.
And it's not even like, I think it's mainly because it was like, you're here with your son, with this dude, Markiplier.
You can't talk about dicks.
Yeah. If he was just, I think if it was just Markiplier and Jack Black, I think it would have been great.
I'd like to, weirdly enough, I'd like to hear Jack Black on Game Grumps.
Oh my god, that would be beautiful.
Playing Super Mario Maker levels.
Oh my god, that would be great.
Fuck, man.
No, there's it's just really, I don't know. It's just something about celebrities, like blurring the line of celebrityhood, because PewDiePie made dozens of millions of dollars last year. Fucking Markiplier probably made a lot of money. Game Grumps as a whole is probably doing pretty well because they have their own studio and their own equipment.
I think Game Grumps is number 8.
Yeah, and it's like
I saw a breakdown.
Oh, nice. But my thing is, people think about YouTube, they think about old YouTube. When they say, oh, a YouTuber, they're like, oh, people
Trayzon
do like,
Day.
Yeah, Trayzon Day, fucking makeup tutorials, how to's, Fred. That's what people think of. And the funny shit was that Jimmy Kimmel had on Freddie W. And they did the tie fight. Like, basically, like, them fighting, like, with ties, like, tying each other's tie, like, in a bathroom, like, epic kind of, like, beat down type shit. And that was tasteful. And that's a YouTuber. So everyone's like, Jimmy Kimmel hates YouTubers. I'm like, he had fucking Freddie W. up there. He had Freddie Wong on his fucking show. Come on, man.
That sounds more like a, who the fuck does the Tonight Show now?
No, that was fucking, that was Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh.
That wasn't, younger guy. Guy's fucking name.
We're fucking old.
We are.
This is the title of the show. We can't remember shit.
We can't. The alcohol's taking his grip. Whatever.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. That's what I'm saying. Fuck it. Wrap it up. We're at an hour for the second part.
Yes. So, second song. Is another YouTuber, Mr. Jola Joe. I don't know if he's still even doing music, but he did a very influential song to me. You know, because we just everyday normal guys.
Is our average. I work in customer service for a phone company. I make 12 bucks an hour, but that's all I need. I live in a small apartment on a quiet street. I don't go out too much. I like to watch TV. I can't afford a car. I use public transportation. I don't mind. I read till I reach my destination. Sometimes a newspaper, sometimes a book. The amount of money I save, this shit is off the hook. And I'm not very good with the women. I'm a pretty shy person and I'm average looking. Last time I had sex was in 2003, and I'm ashamed to admit, but it wasn't free. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I get nervous in social situations, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I get constipated once a month, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. And I make pretty good spaghetti sauce, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. And I get scared when I go see the dentist. I'm the Pauly Shore of everyday life, easily forgettable, and I'm not very light. I have an according to Jim personality. I'm as entertaining as a fucking STD. If you wanna mess with me, I think you probably can, because I'm not confident and I'm weak for a man. I'll just roll up in a ball while you kick me in the back. Yeah, honestly, I probably won't fight back. And I don't have many friends that would back me up. My friend Steve would, but he doesn't look very tough.
You want some of this, bitch?
If you rarely get laid, put your hands up. If you're not well paid, put your hands up. If you got a pet cat, put your hands up. And if you got a bad back, put your hands up.
I hurt my back 2 summers ago, moving a fridge, and ever since then, it's not the same. You know, it gets pretty sore.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. Parents are really nice people, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I'm somewhat afraid of heights, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I like the show Grey's Anatomy, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. And I'm pretty good at making paper planes.
I could do this all day. I could do this all day.
And we're back.
Yeah, we back.
It's only a week later.
Week later. We're wrapping the show. We apologize.
Yeah, you notice you didn't have a show last week. But you know what? We're going to make up for it.
You're going to have motherfucking two shows, and this one's going to have a guest.
Yeah.
So on the guest next week from this listening, which would be a few minutes in our case, you will have a show with Mr. Mike Ron, a professor of motion graphics for Tidewater Community College, one of my favorite professors, and I'm glad and thankful to have him on the show. So,
you mean you're thankful to have him on the show next week?
Next week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all we got. Wrap it up, my dude.
Yes, for Mr. Das Trufen. And I believe Horsu Desu was playing guitar in the background.
Yeah, it might have been picked up.
Much by dismay. This is Wicked Child saying, love life.
Love yourself.
Love Jello.
We out.